It just mem gimel amid beis. Just last Gemara go over again. Last Gemara was the shaila was or migva me'emas gavim. When do you collect the ksuba? Is amar afune mono mosayim in erison. The ike ksuba by mono by na mono mosayim by ibsula is you collected min erison. Collecting it means mishubadim. That if the husband had nechosim and he sold his nechosim, so if he sold them even after erison, they're mishubid for the ksuba. V'toisefes, what you maisef on the ksuba min anesuyin. That's first chal de shibud min anesuyin. Before nesuyin, it's not chal de shibud. V'avasi yama no echad ze v'echad ze min anesuyin. Afilu the ikka ksuba is also the shibud's first chal min anesuyin, not from erison. Now, Marasa Kashi, mi yam Rav Huna Hochi, the true Rav Huna said like this, that what is the difference? The mono, Mosayim, is min erison, and the toisefes is min anesuyin, is it true? Avitma will not like this. Let's say like a man wrote his wife two ksubis, and later when he gives her a gift, she comes with both of them. And she only has the right to collect one of them. We'll soon see the reason why. Now, one ksubis set 200 in it, and one set 300 in it. Now, V'yom Rav Huna said like this, Bosa ligvois mosayim goibim izman rishin. If she's coming to collect the 200, she collects from the first man, Poshim and Erison. Shalosh Meis, if she wants to collect the second suba, the other suba that says 300 in it, is Goibim Zman Sheni. She only collects from the second man, the man that says in that star, or Minanasuyin. That's what Rav Huna said. Now the kasher is, why? The Yimis, if you hold like Rav Huna, that the Ikirak suba, the 200, you collect Min Erison. It's only the Tosefes, the extra 100 that you collect from the second Zman. So here, Tigva Mosayim, even if she uses the $300 Ksuba, is the Chura Tigva Mosayim Zman Rishon. She should collect 200 from the first Zman, because that's the Ikra Ksuba. Umeyam Zman Sheni, and the last $100 she should collect from the second Zman. How come Rav Huna says here, all 300 she only collects from the second Zman? Why? You're telling me now, the Ikra Ksuba you got Zman Rishon from Erison. Someone says here it's different. Well, the time, according to you anyway, it's a kasha here. Tigva chomish meyus. She should collect for altogether 500. Why doesn't she collect both ksubis? Chomish meyus. Kulam. Mosayim is man rishin. And plus meyo is man sheni. Let's look as if the ksuba that has 200, that's the ikara ksuba. That she gets from the first man. And the one that says 300, that's like a toisvis. What you added on more than the ksuba really should be. And that you should get from the second man. Ella, what do you have to answer? What you have to answer is, Chomesh meyos my time like viyakam, she doesn't collect the complete 500. Because keep on the like cost of law. Since you did not write in the ksuba like this, Tzvisi, like I want to do for you, for Yosefus Lachot, Los Meya Masayim, that I want to add 300 onto the 200 that I already owe you. Since he didn't say like that, like if he meant to give a 500, he should have said like this, that I'm giving you 200, and I'm adding on another 300. Since he didn't say like that, Hochi Komalo, this is what he meant to tell her, when he gives her the two ksubis, that im is man rishin gvias, if you want to collect from the first man, Gviya Masayim, you'll only collect a ksuba of 200. Like, I'm not giving you 500. I'm giving you either 200 from the first man from Erison. Now, im is man sheni gviyas, if you want to do me a favor, I can only collect from the second man, from the Nesuyin, then Gviya Tlosameya, then you have a right to use the second star, the second ksuba, which is 300. But he did not mean to make the complete 300 a Tosefes. And it is ksuba. So I tell you, Hachinama, the same sphere applies to us here also. Even the second ksuba that says 300 in it, Haino Taimad Lagviya, you know why he doesn't collect the third 300? Midalai Kosovlo, he didn't write in that ksuba. Oisifas Lacho Meya Masayim. Since he did not write in the second ksuba, that listen, this 300 is a pshat, I'm adding on 100 to the original 200. If he would have wrote like that, true, then Rav Huna would agree that the 200 you get Mizman Rishon from Erison, and the 100 Tosefes you get from the Suyin. But since he didn't write like that, but rather he wrote the whole thing in one star 300, is a pshat achula yachilta l'shibudi kama. What he meant to say is a sfar like we just said, that if you want to collect from the first shibud, use the $200 ksuba. But if you don't want to use the 200, you want to collect the 300, I'm telling you, there's one thing that you're going to lose out on. By using the $300 ksuba, you're only going to be able to collect all 300s mishibuda basra from the second zman, and not mishibuda kama. He meant to say, like, here I'm being meichel the first shibud. That's why here it's different. Because he didn't say I'm giving you 100 for Tosefos. He just said 300. So 300 mean here, all 300 have the exact same halacha. That if we want to use this shtar of the 300, you're only going to collect from the second zman, not from the first zman. But usually, if you have only one ksuba, and in that ksuba you made a Tosefos, you added what you add on to the ksuba, that you collect mizman sheni, from the nesuyin. But the ikra ksuba that you're supposed to collect, mizman rishon, from the erusin. Omamar, before we just said like this, where a husband gave his wife metchila two ksubis, one was 200 and one was 300, so she has the right to collect whichever one she wants. In both, we said, have two different inim. The 201 you get mishubadim from the first man, and the 300 you only get mishubadim from the second man, but you have your choice, whichever one you want you could use. Is the chura lema pligid of Rav Nachman? This din of Rav Huna should argue on Rav Nachman. Why? The Yom Rav Nachman said shnei shtaros hayotzim b'zeachazer. Whenever a man gives out two shtaros, like the marshal, you sold your house to Reuven, and you gave Reuven a shtar for Nisan, and then you gave him a second shtar for Ir. So since you gave him two shtaros on the exact same land, what we say is Rav Nachman says bittel sheni yeserishin. By giving the second shtar, what you meant to say is the first shtar you don't want to use anymore. Chveshi, you agree that it was mezuyif, it was forged, it wasn't a good shtar, and you mean to tell him I want you to use only the second shtar. That's Rav Nachman's svara. So over here also, if you gave her two ksubis, one was written 200, and the later zman you wrote one for 300, the 300 one should be mavato, the first one, and you should not be able to use the first ksuba anymore, but only the second ksuba. Like Rav Nachman says here, if you give two shtaros on the exact same property, so the second one is good, the first one's no good. So Gemara says, no, it's no kasha. I'll tell you now. Lav meyitmer Allah, didn't we learn on this? That Omar Rav Papa said, Umoyde Rav Nachman agrees. The Oisiv Beidikla, that when he wrote the second shtar, he added a little bit more. Like when I was selling my property, I added one more palm tree. The Oisiv Beidikla is L'Tosefos Kasvei. The reason why he wrote a new shtar, not because he wanted to be mavato, get rid of the first one, but rather only because he wanted to add something more. But in case we're adding, then both shtaros are good. So I'll tell you, Hachinam, the same thing over here also. Ho'esiv lo midi, he added to it. The first ksuba was only $200, and now he gave her a second ksuba $300. So the second ksuba had something added to it, since something was added to it, therefore we say, it's a good shtar. That he's not being mevatel the first shtar, but he's saying both are good. The first one is for 200, and the second one I'm adding something more than the first one to give you 300, therefore both shtaros are good. Gufa, before we learn like this, Amar Rav Nachman said, Shnei shtaros, hayotzim b'zeh achazer, when you give the same person, the same moicha, when you sell your property, you give the same lekeach, two shtaros, with two different dates, one after another, bittul sheni esarishin. The second star is like the mavato takes away the first star. You don't use the first star anymore. Now, Amar Rav Papa said, though, Amoydi Rav Nachman agrees, though, the Yosef Bodiklu Lutaisus Kasli, that if you add something more to it in the second star, so Mela, it's a good star, the first one's also good. You meant the second one not to be mavato, the first one, but to add onto it. So Mer explains like this now. What's going to be pshita for sure? Rishon b'mecha v'sheni b'matana is liyafas koichu the cost of lay. Let's say you wrote your friend Reuven first to shtar mechira, just to say you're selling Reuven your house, and then 2 months later you wrote him up another shtar, and the second shtar said you're giving your house for a present to Reuven. That was the second shtar. So pshita, the second shtar is not mevato the first shtar, but rather the second star is liyafus. You want to give him something better than the first star. You're giving him better strength. What does that mean? The mishum dina d'var mitzvah. Because the loch of dina d'var mitzvah means the neighbors. Bar mitzvah means if you have a property and right near your property, somebody else owns property. So when you sell your property, they have the rights to say they want to buy it. Since they're the neighbors, they have a right to complain. You have no right to sell to somebody else. I want you to sell to me. I want that property. I'm the neighbor. For me, it's our gain. It's a double property for me. So if you sell your property, it's called the law of Dina Dabar Mitzvah. The neighbors have a right to complain. You have to sell to me. But if you give it away for a present, there's no Dina Dabar Mitzvah. When you give away your house for a present, you can do what you want. You can tell the neighbors, I don't want to give you a present. I don't want to give you my house for a present. I have my good friend, Chaim Yankel, here. I want to give Chaim Yankel a present. So if you give it to him, a terrorist a present, then the neighbors can't complain to say they want it. So that... Therefore, the second star here gives you more power. So therefore, when he wrote here the second star, it's not being mevatel the first star. The first star is still a good star. He's only adding with the second star, star matono, that the neighbors can't take it away from you. The chol shchein, and for sure, what's going to be if rishayim the matono? The first star, first you say, he gave your friend the star matono, that you're giving him your house for present. Then a month later, you wrote up another star, a star mechira, telling your friend, I'm selling you my karka. The Armina would say like this, Mishum dino de bachoiv, who the kosov came. You're doing it because dino de bachoiv. Bachoiv means when I sell you my property, it's like this. And then let's say I owe money to people, and I don't have any money to pay them, so they have a right to come and collect the karka away from you. That's called my bachoivus. My bachov, if I lent money from somebody last year, and I'm supposed to pay him back now, so if I sell my house to somebody else, those people that I borrowed the money from, the bachov, has the right to come and take away the house from the lekach, the one that bought it. Now, if I only gave it to the person for a present from Atono, when my bachov is taken away from him, he lost out, he can't get anything from me, I didn't sell it to you, you didn't give me any money for it, I gave it to you for present, okay? Now they took it away from you, you have no complaints against me. But if the shtar says that I sold it to you, then the law is, if my bachov is come and taken away from you, you have a right to get your money back. Like you paid me money for the house. You paid me money on a chrayis that you'll be able to keep the house. If somebody comes now, my bachov comes, and says that I owe him money, and therefore they have a right to take the house away from you, the svari is a chrayis says that I have to pay you back. So you gain on a shtar mechira. If you have a shtar mechira on the house, if a baal chayv comes and takes the house away from you, you go back to the meicher and say, give me back my money. So therefore, if the first shtar was a shtar matana, and the second shtar was a shtar mechir, pshita, that's also a good shtar. You mean to add on rights that if you could, the baal chayv takes away from you, you'll come and collect the money. Ela, what are we talking about? Ishneim b'mecher, shneim b'matona. In the case where both shtaros were the exact same thing, that first you sold it to him in Nisan, and then in Iyar you gave him another star. Or else first you gave it to him for a present, and then you gave him to him another star with a second present. And then we say the svar of Nachman's story is, vitul shen yeserishim. That the second star has been mavata the first star. Since you're given a second one, you're showing us the first star is not usable. Now, my timer, what's the reason why can't you use the first star? So it's a machlekes. Raf from Omar, Eima Oduya Oidele. The fact you're writing a second star now, you're like admitting that that first star was written, was forged. The owner itself, since he goes to write a second star now, you're admitting that it was forged. That's called a Oduya Oidele. You're agreeing, right, the first star was forged. It's not usable. That's one svara. Rav Acha says no. Eimar achule achle lishibudi. All he meant to do is he wants to be meichel lishibud. That's all he wants to do. He's not really saying the first star was forged. He's only saying the shibud, yeah, from the second first star, I don't want you to have the rights to use that shibud anymore. I'm giving you a second star now that you could use the shibud only from the second star. In other words, only from the fields I sold after the second zman. But from the first zman, you don't have it anymore. So Gemara says, "My benayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? Whether the pshat, the second star, the owner is saying, I agree, the first star was forged, or whether it wasn't forged, you're just saying you don't want the shibur of the first one to be chal." Now the difference is all like this: Aruya Sadi. First of all, do we have a right to say the first edim are like false? It'd be Myra Shtara. But if you say the Pshat is the second star is saying that the first star was forged, so we know who the Edom are, and that star, Yaruya Esadi, Rashas Achsum and Barishoin, Lerafram Sulim. Now we say the Edom assigned the first star, the Psulim, the Apostle Edis to you. And the Rabachach Sherim, according to Rabachach, there's nothing wrong with those Edom. The only Pshat is just that he was Moichel, now the Shibud, but the Edom, Akosher Edom, there's nothing wrong with the Edom. That's one nafkamin of Aitam. Or else, Ulishlume Peri, who has to pay back the Peris for in between? Let's say in between the first star and the second star, the Lekeach ate the Peris. So according to Rafram, that the first star was forged, so it was not a Mechir at all. So the one that bought it has to pay back the owner for the Peris he ate in between the time of the first star and the second star. Of course, the second star was the real Mechira. But according to Rabbi Acha, the first star is also a good star mechira. I sold it to you. It's only a star of the shibud. You don't have the shibud from the second zman, from the first one, only from the second zman. So therefore, the fruits that the new owner ate in between, he has the right to keep. Ulataska, who are then the shalos who pays the taxes on the karka. He looked like Rafram that by writing a second star, you're telling us the first star was forged. It was not a mechira, so then the original owner has to pay the taxes in between the first man and the second man. But according to Rav Acha, the sale really took place before to join this man of the first star. The second star is only saying that I'm taking away the shibud, not the mechira. So since the mechira took place from the first time, therefore the lakeach, the new buyer, he's the owner, and he has to pay the taxes on the property from the time of the first sale. Now the Gemara says, my heavy Allah diksuba. What comes back, what's the psak, the original shalom to start off today was, when do you collect the ksuba? When an isha gets a get, and she has the right to collect the ksuba, does she collect the ksuba from the mishabadim, from b'shas erisin, or do we go bust to b'shas nusuyin? That was the original shalom. So Toshima, the Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Mishum Rav Lozer Rav Shimin, Mone Mosayim and Erison. The Iker of the Ksuba by Yabsula Mosayim by Amona to get 100 that she collects from Mishabodim from Mishas Erison. The property the husband had at the Erison. Vitoisefes, what she had on to the 200, Minanasuyin. That she only has the right to collect from Mishabodim from the property that he sold after the Nasuyin. Both ksuvis, even the ikra ksuv also, the ikra's man gviya first starts from the nesuyin. That's when the mishabodim is chal. The hilchasa, and that's the maskoin attacko, that echot zev, yechot zim in a nesuyin. Halacha is that she first has the right to collect the ksuba. The shibur is first chal from the time of nesuyin. And not before. So that's the maskoin attacko. Mishnah says like this. Hagi yoyres, shen is gaira bita, ima. Yadig yoyres, to means a shiksa goya, and she became a ger, she became a Jew. Shen is gaira bita, ima. When she was misgayer, her daughter was also misgayer with her. So the kid said his daughter was born, her as a goy. The mother was a goy, the kid, the daughter's a goy. And now they're both misgayer. Vizinsa, and now she has nus. So Rashi learns means the erisin vinara. In the case that she's only 12 years old, and she got married now to a Jewish boy. So Lamaisa, she's called a real Arusa. And she has nus with another person. So Halacha is, usually she's a Baskila. A regular Bas Yisrael, a girl that was born a Jew. If she's a Nara, and she's an Arusa, Nara Amoreses, and she's Mazana, there's a Chiddush. Usually you only get Chenik. By a Nara Amoreses, there's a Chiddush in the cross, she gets Skila. What about here, a Baskieris? What about in a bas that she herself was misgayer? Vizinsa reizu bechenik. She only gets chenik. She does not have the locha of nara marosa. Rashi says ve'afilu misgayer b'chusim ibas gimel shonim. Even though she was misgayer less than 3 years old, and even though she's a psula, te becheskas psulahi. Even though she's mamas a nara and a psula, still if she has erisin and she had beer with another man, she's a bar chenik, not skila. Why? That the Torah says the Chiddush that a Nara Hamarosa gets skila if she lives with another man is the Afka be Yisrael Ksiva. The pasuk says ki also saw Navola be Yisrael. So only by Yisrael you have this Chiddush and not by here this Kiyeris. And who adin ein lo loy pesach beis av v'loy meyaselo. Then you know the moitzi shemra. And let's say when she gets married, and let's say, or Rashi says ein lo loy pesach beis av ein tzorach letzia pesach beis avia v'loy meyaselo and nimsa bal shakrin v'yedu zayimim the kula pasha b'yisro ksiva. The pasha of moitzi shemra is also like this. When the, by nesuyin, when the husband lives with her, if the husband is moitzi shemra on her, and the husband says, I didn't find besulim. So if the husband is right, the pasuk says, you have to take her out to Pesach Beis Aviyah. We take her out to her father's house, and we stone her there. So if she's a bas, kiyaris, we don't have this halacha. And the same thing, v'loy meyasela. In the case, let's say the husband was caught lying. It's not true what he said. Really, she did not have znus before. She didn't have znus before. So by a regular bas, you saw the Torah says, the husband has to pay her a kanas of meyasela. If she's a bas, that was Mizgayer, here there's no Pasha of Moitzi Shemra. Like Rashi says, because the Pasuk says, Yisrael. Yisrael means she has to be born a Yisrael. And not here that she was born a Goy, and then she was Mizgayer. Even though she was Mizgayer less than 3 years old, that she's mamish a regular Jewish Besula, a regular Nara, but these Chedushim, the Torah says, by Yisrael, and not by Yepas, that was Mizgayer. What about Hoysa, Hoyrosa, Veledosa, Bikdusha? Let's say first her mother was Mizgayer. She became a Jew, and then she got married to a Jewish boy, and then she had a daughter. That's called Hoyrosa. The Zera was from a Jew when they're both Jewish already. Veledosa, she gave birth when they're both Jewish already. Then Harehi Kabas Yisrael, Lechol Devrehem. Now this daughter is like a regular Jew. She is called Abas Yisrael, because the mother was Jewish already. So therefore, the daughter is called a Bas Yisrael, and all these halach applies. If she's a Nara Marosa, she gets Kilom, Moshe Shemra, you have the Meyasela, you have the Beisav, you have the regular halachis, she's called a Bas Yisrael. Yeshlav, let's say in a regular case, a regular Bas Yisrael, a regular Jewish daughter, that Yeshla, she has a father, but Vyemla Pesach Beisav, the father doesn't have a house, doesn't own a house, they don't have a Pesach Beisav. Or else, Yeshla Pesach Beisav, they have a father's house, but V'ein La'av, the father died already, and the children Yash in the house, so we still have the father's house around. But the father himself died already. The Lacher is still Arezu B'Skila. Still shall get Skila. In the case of Moshe Shemra, still shall get Skila. Lo'nema Pesach Beisav El Mitzvah. That the Torah says we have to take her and stone her. By the Pesach of the Beisav, that's only the mitzvah. If she has a father, and if they have a house, you're supposed to take her to the front of that house, like to show people, these are the parents that was God or such a girl that went and had znus. But if she doesn't have a father, if she doesn't have, they don't have a house, how about they still have mitzvah skilom, even though they don't have a Pesach Beisav? This Pesach Beisav is only the mitzvah. Yeah. So these are chedushim in the Mishnah about this pasha of Naira Marosa and the pasha of Moitzi Shemra. Now the Gemara says like this: Minohan Emili. How do we know this? Rashi says Shoharosa Shloi Bekdusha. In the case, the middle part of the Mishnah, Shoharosa Shloi Bekdusha, that we say where Harosa means she first became pregnant when she was still a goya, and then she was Mizgaya for Leidosa Bekdusha. And she had Leida, she gave birth to Bekdusha when she was a year already. Halacha is Beskila. Mindset, I think we skipped this part in the Mishnah. But that was the third line in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah said, Ha'echidish. Now even though the Mishnah started off again that a Giyarish and his Gaira beat him, Bezinsom, since the Bita was born a Goya, even though she's Mizgayer, she doesn't have the Chidushim of Skila. But next, the third line says, Ha'isa Ha'rosa Shla Bekdusha. Let's say the mother was a Goya. And she became pregnant. But then she was Mizgayer. V'leidosa v'kdusha. And when the mother gave birth to the daughter, she was already a Jew. So this girl now was born, b'taras a Jew, as a reizu v'skila. You should know, still she'll get skila. When she grows up and she becomes a Nara, and she's Maressa, she has Erison, and she lives with another man, you have the pasha of skila. Or who are din by Moshe Shemra. If the husband is Moshe Shemra, no, she would get skila. But this we don't have. But she, even if she has a father, you don't have to take her to the father's house to have the skilo, or else if the husband is Moitzi Shemra, the husband does not have to pay a kenas. There's only a chiddush by her rosa. the Shalei B'Kedusha, that she's a Baskila. Then the Mishnah says, though, but Hoysa Rasa V'Leidasa B'Kedusha, Harei Kabas Yisrael L'Chol Devrea. But let's say first the mother was Mizgaya, she's a regular Jew. And then she comes pregnant, and then she gives birth, then the kid is called a regular Jew. But the middle part of the Mishnah said a big Kiddush. It said a Kiddush where the mother became pregnant when she was a Goy. Goya. And then she was Mizgaya. And now she gave birth, so this kid is called the Yisrael Negei Teskila, that when she grows up, this daughter, now she's a Jew, and she gets married, and she's a Nara still, and she's a Nara Moresis, so Lachra, she would get Skila. Not Chenik, but she gets Skila. This much she does have. But the other Chedusha Merapasha of Kenas, Mechi Shemra, and Beisavia, that you don't have. So Mer says, how do you know this difference? Minoan Emili. Some Rashkoka says, the Yom Akhra, the Pasuk says, Umesa. The rabbi comes to include another type of another girl that still gets this misa skila, which is harosa shaloi bigdusha v'leidasa bigdusha. In our case here, where the mother was misgayer after she became pregnant, and the kid was only born bigdusha. Tagrashi says, Pasuk says umesa. Pasuk says v'sokluha kol anshe ira bavonim umesa. So the extra word umesa is extra. Va'ayu meisa kroy yaseru. It says v'soklu kolan sheira ba'avonim pshitra, means they kill her. That's called skila. Why does the pasuk end off umesa and she has to die? Pshitra, she has to die. So teretz is with dashni now umesa that there's another girl that also gets this misa skila. What's that? That means where she was born a Jew, even though when the mother became pregnant she wasn't Jewish, but as long as the mother was mizgayer before she gave birth, the kid is called a Jew enough to get misav skila. Fred Gemari Hachi is so milka na minuka. The Chorosh should also get malchus then. There should be a regular case here of Moitzi Shemra. Omeya selonam l'shalim. When the husband is Moitzi Shemra on her, he should get malchus and he should also have to pay the $100 of kenas. So the Marantas on Makrot Apostle says, Umesa. It's an extra Apostle of Umesa, which we dash and say like this. Lemisa nisrabsam below the kanas. The chiddush is that the daughter only gets the misa of skila, but not the kanas. Since the whole drasha is umesa, it's a dig, only the misa she gets, and not the kanas. Shad Gemara, maybe not. The yema, let's say, le rabbi sarasa bledasa bigdusha. Let's say you need this extra possible umesa to teach us when the mother was first misguided, she became a Jew, and then she became pregnant, and then she gave birth. Bigdusha. Even in such a case, maybe you need a reboot to say the girl gets skila. Gemara says no. Hahi Yisraelis mal yasi. In such a case, you only need any chiddush akroah. Since the mother was first mizgayer, she became a Jew, and then she got married. So now, when she has a child, pshita, that child is a complete Jew, and therefore, if it's a daughter and later she comes older, avada is a pasha of mitzi shem rabaya. Gemara though v'yema, let's say this pasuk umesis. Even in the case of Harosav Ladosha Shlebik Dusha, let's say in the case where the girl was born to a Goy, she was a Goya, and later the girl, when she's 2 years old, she was a Mizgayer. Maybe even in such a case, still the Pasuk says, Umesa, that she would have the Pasha of Skila by Mosi Shemra and by Naram Rosa. So Marin says, that can be, Imkain is so, be Yisrael Mayahanele. What do we do, Gafort? The Pasuk still says, be Yisrael. Mashm, you do have to be Yisrael. So true, you have umesa to have a ribui. So that's what we're doing. If the girl was born a Goya, and later she's Mizgayer, that's for me, it's from Yisrael, she's not called Yisrael. She wasn't born a Yisrael. Therefore, she doesn't have this pasha of Moitzi Shemra and Naramara, so she wouldn't get Skila, she'll only get Chenik. Mashenkein, where she was born a Jew, even though the Harosa was Shlei Bigdusha, that's the Chiddush of umesa, that's the middle case, that she does get the chiddush of skila, she would get, but the whole parsha of knas and malchus, that doesn't apply. But in the case where the mother was first misgayer, and then she got married and became pregnant and had a kid, that kid is a total Jew, then the avad, he would say completely, that they have the complete parsha of Moitzi Shemra.
Alright, turn over. Yeah.